Welcome to the show about food, fun places, and the mayhem of life. It's the Tyler Glenn Show.
Coming up on the show today, some sad news locally. One of our favorite food festivals is no more. Food Truck Wars is done. We'll explain what has happened, what has caused that, and there is still some speculation that food costs may be playing a small part in that. We'll discuss coming up on the show today. Also, Spirit Halloween is open for the season. Locally, it opened its doors yesterday. They've been unpacking all those costumes, but there's a neat addition happening at Spirit Halloween stores across North America, and we'll tell you what that is coming up on the show. We are officially into Halloween season, ladies and gentlemen. It is here. Our beautiful weather is going to continue. Once you get through today, Friday's going to be easy. Friday's going to be a party. There's just 6 days left in summer vacay. That's it. 6 days to go for the summer of 2025. 6 days, 1 hour, and 53 minutes to go. And the kids are back at school. Your back-to-school countdown brought to you by the Brandon Tent Sale, put on by Jacuzzi Hot Tubs of Manitoba. That is Creasy Hot Tubs and Billiards. They are all set up. Today is day number one of the Brandon Tent Sale. They've been spending the week setting all the tents up, getting all the hot tubs moved in over there to the Canada Inns parking lot. Up to $8,000 off hot tubs and no tax. Up to $10,000 off swim spas. They've got 0% financing and no tax. Four-person hot tubs starting at $8,000 or just $45 a month. That all starts today over at the Canada Inns with Jacuzzi Hot Tubs of Manitoba and Creasy Hot Tub and Billiards. I don't think we've had this many 30-degree days in the entire summer. Holy man, can we get a winner's ball? Oh my God, this has got to hold. Please hold. Please hold. You have got to hold. 30 for the high today, 31 on Friday, 32 on Saturday, Sunday 33. Hot damn. That is fantastic. And then maybe some rain on Tuesday, the last day of the summer break. Oh, the jokes about the rain. The jokes just keep coming. The memes, the hits just keep on coming about this adorable couple. And I think it just needs to stop right now. They're the meal at Taylor Swift and Travis. Oh my God, here's their meal. There's nothing wrong with that. Is that ice cream? That's not ice cream. Is that colored mashed potatoes I see? There is nothing wrong with that. And they're making fun of this on the internet. And I don't appreciate it. If you've been to a wedding in this part of the world, this is how we eat around here. I love the macaroni salad, nice tray bun going on there. I see some coleslaw, a little bit of salad, some turkey, and they've gone to the effort of tying their mashed potatoes. I like it. We had that macaroni salad this weekend, this past weekend. Trace made one of those big silver bowls. It was it holds about 4 gallons of macaroni salad. It's all gone. It's gone. It is probably one of the favorite foods in our household. We don't even need plates. We just all dive in with spoons like we're at a trough. This would be a little beneath them. I guess they would have foie gras and escargot and what other foods do fancy people have? I don't know. Donna updated her Facebook. Donna never has to worry about money ever again. Oh, man. Roxanne says, this is so sweet. Steven says, this is so cute. Laura says, I completely love this. Well, of course you do. Of course you do. She said yes. We're rich. He's worth $70 million. She's worth $850 million. I don't think we're ever going to have baloney in this house ever again. Baloney will never be had. We will never eat wieners. I still would eat wieners. I just eat the expensive ones. You got to eat the expensive ones. And before you get back to school, make sure you get your car all tuned up and ready to roll by visiting our friends at Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC Certified Service Express at 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon. They'll get your oil change all done up. They'll get your fluids checked. And, of course, every time you get your oil changed, they'll make a donation to the Bear Clan, Helping Hands, and Samaritan House, some very important organizations doing great work in our community. So do check them out at 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon. And at Auto Fashion, they're going to take care of those dents you got in the hailstorm that may have hit in Portage or Neepawa or wherever it hit. It really doesn't matter because Auto Fashion will make it like it never, ever happened. I saw Herman in action for myself. The guy has got so much patience. He's got more patience in his little finger than I have had my entire life. He circles all these little dents. He's like, how many of these little dents can I find and get out of the car? Because he makes it just perfect after. They're MPI, SGI accredited, paintless dent repair, window tinting, paint correction, headlight restoration. See autofashion.ca or you'll find them at 255 17th Street North behind Elise Buffet and Best West Pet Foods. And at Kuiper's Family Bakery, I invite you to load up for the long weekend. Now, it's been determined already. This is going to be the best long weekend of the summer. Grills will be going. So get your propane ready. Get your meats ready. Today is Thursday. Got to be locked and loaded. And as you're getting all that stuff ready, you can't forget about the breads. You can't forget about the garlic toast that's going to go with that juicy steak. You can't forget about those soft, beautiful hamburger and hot dog buns that'll be going with the stuff coming off the grill. So that's why you have to include Kuiper's, your to-do travels for the long weekend. Kuiper's Family Bakery, 1411 First Street, just north of the First and Richmond corner beside Tasty's. This is kind of sad, actually. Our food truck wars will not be happening this year. Very, very sad. This is an event that has been happening for years. A beloved event. It was one half fair, one half food gluttony. Lots of food trucks from right across the area. It started out as a handful of food trucks. I remember the very first one. It was over at the Victoria Inn parking lot. Many years ago, probably a decade or so ago, and it grew. They kept adding food trucks to the festival each and every year. Then it moved to the Riverbank Discovery Center. That was my favorite spot that they had it in. Now, the Riverbank Discovery Center, just as it sounds, down by the river, there was a lot of grass there. It did get muddy if you had rain up before the festival, but what a great spot. This is the last one before COVID, okay? So in 2019, you just couldn't move. Everyone is smiling. Everyone is happy. You could get a corn dog for a reasonable amount of money. You did not have to sell your kidney for a corn dog. I know that seems odd now. Getting a second or third mortgage just so you could get some deep-fried cheese curds seems like the norm now. Burgers. Mini donuts. Oh, with the sugar and the cinnamon on them. I'm going to miss those.
Awesome truck here and there, but to have a whole group of them in so many different selections, it's the best. And as you can tell, Brandon loves food.
Shawarma.
Local commerce, support local. It's good to get out and support the community.
One guy standing in front of the barbecue truck.
Something for the kids to do. It gets people out of the house. I think it's a great place.
And this looks like a great event. Like 28 food truck is pretty unheard of usually. So yeah, I think we're going to be back next year, hopefully.
The amount of people that are coming here, I mean, you look at it, it's like jam-packed here. Business has been going straight on from noon on, so thumbs up to the organizers for the Brandon's Food Truck Wars, 100%.
Even this week, almost everyone I've seen, they've been saying, oh, I'm going to go to Food Truck Wars, and I just think it gives everyone something to be excited about.
Yeah, it was something to be excited about, and every September, we looked forward to it, and it was like our second fair, but you could sense that after COVID, things got slightly stressful. First off, you had people that were not exactly comfortable being around others. Crowds were not as big as they were before COVID. And then, I don't need to tell you, the price of food started to get a little wacky. And last year, I could sense that, because let's be honest, it's not the food truck's fault. It's not the organizer's fault. This is what has happened thanks to COVID. And you know it firsthand. You go to the grocery store, you know what the prices are. Things are expensive. people only have so much cash. And, you know, $18 for a corn dog, that's just not going to, I love them, I really do, but, you know, some folks are just not going to do that. Some will, but the reality is that it's just a little too much for some folks. So this was the release that was sent out after many conversations and much deliberation. We would officially like to announce that the 2024 edition of Food Truck Wars was the final year. In recent months, both owners and operators of the event have taken on additional responsibilities and new projects, limiting the time that they have to focus on Food Truck Wars. The event literally takes hundreds of hours to put on, and we both felt like we could no longer dedicate the time required. They would like to thank all the food vendors over the years for making the weekends such a success. The Select Shows Midway folks, and then the vendors and Dreams for Kids and the Keystone Center. And they lastly would like to extend a special thank you to, big thank you to everyone who passed through the gates year in and year out. It was remarkable to see so many people passing through the gates. Some say that demise happened when they moved it over to the Keystone Center. I don't know. I mean, it certainly was a lot of room. There was a lot of room over there, and it wasn't as muddy. Brian says, I'd like to see someone put something smaller together like they had the first couple of years. Focus on the food instead of the spectacle. It became too big. But it was cool. Maybe they'll have to gather downtown again. Oh, downtown is problematic. Not everybody's comfortable with that. And I don't know if we can solve that problem. That just opens a whole other can of worms. It just, heads up for next year. Corn and Apple Morton had about four blocks of food trucks. So if people are looking for a food truck fix, Jasmine says the Corn and Apple Festival in Morton is a pretty good place to check out. Jesse says, hey, did anybody else notice that Ribfest skipped us this year? Yeah, that was August. What's going on here? Yeah, that's right. Well, it's a sign of the times. Is this it? Food festivals are done. People only have so much money. Not everybody can be the Elkhorn Resort. They're slammed up there. That, you know, that $20 rack of ribs, they were just completely slammed, but you can't get that anymore. You can't get a $15 half rack or $20 full rack. It's going to cost you some dollars. Cindy said that her family used to go to Food Truck Wars and they loved it. Borrowed Bean says they stopped going when they added the fair rides. Then it became too much money. Jessica says that Winnipeg still has a food truck battle and they have it every year and it's pretty awesome. But there are lots of folks that are saying, hey, we should, you know what? And the thing is that it's open season. I mean, they did not patent it. It's an idea that can be adopted, massaged, but there's the economic reality too, right? I mean, there's the reality of the food trucks are going to want to make some cash. The people organizing it are going to want to make, everyone's going to want to have a little bit of cash coming in after something like this is done. And maybe a tough thing to do. Not everyone can be Costco and pump out the $1.50 hot dogs. You know what I mean? Patricia says the fair wasn't necessary for Food Truck Wars. Take it back to the Discovery Center. We went every year that it was on. Loved the selection. We'll miss the wine-infused ice cream. I miss that truck. I'm a sucker for the corn dogs. And I can get corn dogs at the store. I don't know what it is with me and corn dogs. I've got some kind of addiction to pork products. Spirit Halloween is open. We have it confirmed. We told you last week they were unloading all the merch at the PV Mart. That's its own story. PV Mart is being revived in Alberta. They're bringing it back to life, not in Manitoba. There's a numbered company, Alberta, that's going to bring PV Mart back to life. And they're going to, once they do that, at a handful of cities, they're going to move it into Saskatchewan and expand. That's their plans. No plans for Manitoba. So our PV Mart was just ripe for Spirit Halloween. Who's excited? Who's excited about Halloween? Oh, there's an exciting change. One exciting change. Is Santa going to be Santa? Apparently, a lot of the locations will have what they call the Madison Scare Park. I don't know if our location will be big enough for this, but most certainly Winnipeg would be, and I haven't been in the one locally yet, so you'll have to go see. It's a take on New York City's famous Madison Square Park that's inspired by the gritty allure of the underground subways. The experience features a haunted subway platform, complete with show-stopping animatronics that include Twisted Grandma, a frightful twist on candy dispensers with Trick or Treat Pete and Jack the Reaper. Spirit Halloween, open for business, ready to rock and roll. Hey, they're doing construction over at App Law Office, so if you are coming for a visit, if you're planning on getting some information regarding a potential real estate purchase, or maybe you're looking at your will or looking at making changes corporately, they do appreciate your patience as they expand the business, add more offices at App Law Office over on 18th Street. Trusted legal advisors. Whether you're buying or selling a home, handling business matters, or planning your estate. 642 18th Street across from the RBC. Headley's Health Hut. Tomorrow is Customer Appreciation Day at Headley's Health Hut. And that means there is going to be extra special savings for you. Health First Network products, 20% off. All beauty cosmetic items, essential oils, diffusers, 10% off. Regular price supplements are 10% off tomorrow only. And all proteins and greens, 10% off. Great demos. They're open late, 9:30 till 7. They'll be demoing. Oh, by the way, I bought my mom for her birthday a bottle of non-alcoholic rum. 5 stars. It's so scary. And I tasted it myself. So scary. I was just waiting for the burn. I'm like, I had a rum and coke. And I'm like, where's the burn? It has everything but that burn. Boy, it tastes so good. They've got all kinds of mocktail that comes in tequila, comes in rye, and it comes in rum. But this is going to be something they're sampling tomorrow called Morning Brew. It's a premium coffee alternative crafted with chicory, cacao, aromatic herbs, and extract. A rich, satisfying experience without the caffeine crash. No acidity, sugar-free, cholesterol-free. Giving you samples of that tomorrow for Customer Appreciation Day, 1314 Richmond Avenue in Brandon. As you likely saw in the headlines, our friends at Tim Hortons want to be Canada's largest fast charge location. They have thrown the gauntlet down and, hey, listen, if you're going to be waiting for your car to charge, Tim Hortons is figuring out, listen, if you're waiting for your car to charge, we might as well be close to some good coffee and some good eats. And it's because the infrastructure continues to get better. Batteries are lasting longer. They're making more cars. And if you're looking at an EV, you need to remember Westman's number one EV dealership. That's all you need to know. Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon. They'll answer all your questions, get all your concerns looked after. A friendly, knowledgeable staff can't wait to visit with you. And better yet, take you for a spin in what could be your next EV.
Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion. It's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
It is chaos. These guys are nuts. Take a look at this. This is unbelievable. Oh, my God. What a mess. Look at this. They go through town with a big dump truck full of tomatoes. Tomatina Festival. Oh, my God. Would you like to be part of this? What do you think of this? Oh, my God. Why would you wear white to such an event? Oh, my God. They do this every year. It started as a food fight in the town's main plaza, and it became a tradition. The last Wednesday of August. Look at the mush on the ground. Oh, how gross that is. Oh, it's gross. Some people are naked. 22,000 people take part in this thing. It's chaos. Oh, my God. This guy's swimming in tomatoes. God, 160 tons of tomatoes are tossed in the fight. And then it's in your hair, and it's in your ears, and it's in crevices you never thought. I wonder if anybody gets hurt. Have you ever heard of somebody that had gotten engaged after a week? I had friends that got engaged after 2 weeks. She was selling Electrolux vacuum cleaners door to door, ding dong. And he was just completely, my friend Brian was completely smitten. He's just like, oh my God, I will buy a vacuum cleaner. I will buy one of these vacuum cleaners if you go on a date with me. And she did. And after 2 weeks, he says, you know what? I hate to say this, but I think we need to spend the rest of our lives together. And he proposed and she said yes. Now, they ended up having 2 kids. They ended up being married, I think, 15 years. Lasted 15 years and they got a divorce. But they did get a couple of beautiful kids out of the whole thing. And that is the craziest engagement story I think I have after knowing somebody for 2 weeks. But then on the other side, I've got friends that had been dating for, I believe, 25 years. 25 years. And finally, after a trip to Las Vegas, he takes her into a jewelry shop and just says, for God's sake, after 25 years, can you pick out a piece of jewelry? Can you pick out a piece of jewelry and let's just get this over with? And then we all were shocked. We're like, oh my God, they're engaged? What happens now? Because there's a certain point in time where you kind of just think to yourself, maybe these people don't believe in marriage. Maybe they don't want to get married. Maybe that's just not part of the deal. And that happens. I mean, it's 2025, so whatever floats your boat, right? MJ says, I was with my hubby for 4 years before we got engaged. Okay, so we got Travis and Taylor, 2 years. MJ's 4 years. Cindy says, 7 years. But I was 15 and a half when we started dating. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. 15. I thought we were babies when we started dating. I was driving a car at least. Well, you could have been technically too, I guess. Oh, high school love, high school love. Patsy Ann says, we got engaged after 9 years, married after 11 years. So 9 years of dating. Wow. Second marriage, though. Blessed Mama says, that beats me. I dated my ex off and on for 10 years. Notice the word ex. We didn't last. Well, I'm sorry to hear that. But anyone have like or hear of a short engagement? Short. Cindy says our 35th wedding anniversary is next year. Holy cow. So really, does it matter? No. Lindy says we dated 19 months. I like how when people try to stretch time, it's like they condense it into months. So 19 months is technically not even 2 years. Technically, guys were just, oh my God, man, 19 months in my underwear collection, that is considered brand spanking new. It's still not even broken in 19 months. What are you talking about? That's new. Oh, Lindy is just new love. Let's jump. And that now they've been married 52 years. MJ says September 27th is our 11th year anniversary. And we're going to go celebrate, MJ says, with Brian Adams.
Travis popped the question in the middle of a garden as they were on their way to dinner in Missouri. New details also emerging about the ring. ABC News confirming Kelsey helped design it with Kindred Lubbock of Artifacts Fine Jewelry.
Whoa, look at that ring. Look at the size of that rock. It's huge.
Janine says, we met in February, moved in together in June. Had a daughter in May the following year and married the year after. Whoa, Janine. Whoa, speedy stuff. Bada bing, bada boom from February to June. You're the English teacher and he's the janitor. What's the thing? What are we supposed to say? The English teacher and the bus driver?
In New York City.
The ring is so perfect for Taylor. It's antique inspired. It's whimsical. Our experts say that the ring could be worth up to $5 million.
Oh. The couple's relationship has been a spectacle since they got together in 2023. After Kelsey says he tried to meet Swift at her Eras Tour show in Kansas City, but couldn't get past security.
This kind of felt more like I was in an 80s John Hughes movie and he was just like standing outside of my window with a boombox, just being like, I want to date you.
Yeah.
Do you want to go on a date with me? I made you a friendship bracelet. Do you want to date me?
Just come outside and meet me.
$5 million engagement ring. And apparently they cannot keep the Travis Kelce jersey in stores. Good luck with that. His jersey sales are completely off the charts. You cannot buy it. If you can find a number 87 in a red jersey of any team, it could be soccer, could be baseball. 87 is gone. It is gone. Everybody has to have one. A reminder that Leon's continues their giant liquidation sale. They had to close the store for 2 days, and that means huge savings for folks in Western Manitoba that are looking for a washer dryer pair, a fridge and stove. If you're looking for some new furniture, if you're looking to maybe add some furniture to the cottage or the cabin, I mean, the liquidation means they are trying to get rid of items to make room for the stock for next year. It's coming in fast. And this is a local sale happening exclusively in Brandon at 3635 Victoria Avenue. So you may want to check that out. Leon's Furniture Superstore in the west end of Brandon. The giant liquidation sale continues at Leon's. Tonight is the last night at the Elkhorn Resort of their very special Thirsty Thursdays, I like to call them, at the Clarso Nordic Spa. This is where, you know, if you've ever been to the Clarso Nordic Spa, you know that it's a quiet, relaxing place. People really are whispering. There's not much in the way of music. That is not how that rolls on Thursdays. What a great night for it, too. 6 till 10, $59 per person, canned drinks at the pool deck, drinks allowed in the spa zones, pizza by the slice. They've got music playing. And, you know, it's not a knockdown, drag-out party, but it is a chance to have some fun when normally things are kind of quiet and relaxing. So this, we had the last rib night of the season last night, and tonight is the last Clarso 90s jam night out at the spa for just $59. Again, that goes from 6 until 10 p.m. tonight. Check out all the details at elkhornresort.mb.ca. Give them a follow on their social media channels, too. And at Skydancer Casino, where the sky's the limit, just 90 miles south of Brandon in Belcourt, North Dakota, they've got a Halloween party brewing with Hairball, the greatest tribute band you have ever seen for acts like Kiss, AC/DC, Motley Crue, Twisted Sister, and the list goes on and on. Their American tour makes a stop in Belcourt for Halloween of all nights. So it is going to be a huge Halloween party. Not to mention Tracy Byrd is also coming November the 15th to play Skydancer Casino. Visit their website at skydancercasino.com or give them a follow on their social media channels where the sky's the limit. Skydancer Casino. Interested in talking to a Sunrise Ag lender? Visit sunrisecu.mb.ca. And it's not just about ag. Sunrise Credit Union offers all kinds of mortgages, lines of credit, and it's a credit union, which means that, again, the profits are reinvested back into the community. The members are the owners at Sunrise Credit Union. And the same goes for co-ops of Westman. Fuel Good Day, where money raised at gas stations is given to local charities, is coming up on September the 16th. Mark that on your calendar. And in the meantime, pick up all the trimmings for your long weekend, your snacks, your food, your bevies, steaks, sausages, burgers, everything for the grill at your local co-op. Heritage, Pembina, Twin Valley, Valley View, Boundary, and Hamiota Co-op too. And you've always got time for Tim Hortons. The newest thing at Tim Hortons is protein coffee. Yes, 17 to 20 grams of protein in a Tim Hortons latte. How awesome is that? If you're looking for protein with your coffee, they've got them now for you at Tim Hortons. Along with the $8.99 dinner deals between 5 and 11, get your family fed for less. At Tim Hortons, home of the $8.99 dinner deals, again, only available between 5 and 11 and only available at your local Tim Hortons in Brandon, Verdon, Neepawa, Dauphin, and Moosomin. Making the rounds about taking us back to a simpler time.
80s miss you, right?
Let me guess. No one even talks face-to-face anymore.
Here? We're out until the streetlights come on. You should stay. The world feels real here. We've got mixtapes, Friday night diners, cruising down Burnside in your friend's Camaro. What's 2025 got?
Yo, what are you even doing in 2025? Out there, it looks like everyone's glued to their phones, chasing nothing. No block parties, no Friday night hangout.
Do you even remember what it's like to really be here? Out here, time doesn't race, it breathes. And if you've forgotten that, then maybe that's why the 80s are calling you back.
Yo, you coming or what?
You don't get it. The 80s wasn't just about neon lights or mixtapes. It was about being here, actually being with people. No screens in your face, no noise from the future. Just the moment. The 80s miss you. We all do. Maybe it's time you came back. You know the 80s miss you, right?
Oh my God. Some company needs to turn that into a commercial. Because whatever it is they're selling, I'm buying it. Yes, that's genius marketing. So sell me something at the end. Because we all are nodding our heads. Things have gotten out of control. It's a dumpster fire. We're all addicted to our technology. And you look at something like that and go, oh my God, how do I go back? Where do I sign up? We got one more day to go, and then it is the long weekend. I hope you can join us for a Keyboard Friday tomorrow. And in the meantime, have an awesome Thirsty Thursday, Sunseekers. And we'll see you again tomorrow.
Thanks for listening. For more on the food, fun, places, and mayhem we talked about on today's show, visit TylerGlennShow.com.